every day. It doesn't have to be physical things like this. But the dream gets better and better, and of course, Neil and Ruth now are kind of going to be part-time neighbors, and boy, the words that were coming out of Ruth's mouth, can't wait to live down here. And how cool is that? That's just making the dream even better, that we'll have some friends down here, and one of my best friends in the whole world, of course, Neil Atkinson. And so I want to encourage you that when you reach for the dream, that you've always got to have that next level compelling dream. This is actually the view from the other side of the Dream Beach. This is from the road, and of course our lot is right in that space between those houses right there. And I'm very, very grateful for what we have today, and I want to share something with you. In fact, I heard Jim Rohn say this one time, and or actually read it just the other day, and I have been saying this, and of course Jim Rohn can put it a lot clearer than I can, but be content with what you have. Be happy with what you have. Be satisfied with what you have. Be grateful for what you have, but pursue all your goals with gusto. See, the thing is that we can get discontent with what we have, and we don't want to do that. We want to be grateful for what we have. We want to be grateful for the progress we've made. We want to be grateful for what's happening in our lives right now, even if there are difficult circumstances. This is the other thing that, you know, the hunters are going through a very, very difficult time right now. And the thing is that success is a journey, and it's going to take us on different paths in life. But what keeps us inspired, what keeps us focused, what keeps us enthusiastic is continuing to reach for those dreams, regardless of the circumstances. To be grateful, to be content, to be in the moment. Last night I had my mentoring call with John Maxwell, and one of the things that he said has said over and over is that he's had to reinvent himself at least a half a dozen times throughout his career. He started out as a pastor, and then he wanted to move into leadership, and he did that. And then, of course, he wanted to move into being an author, and he did that. And right now he's reinventing his nonprofit called Equip. And he talked about expectations last night, and of course that's one of the parts of thinking. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. And he talked about, you know, don't reinvent yourself because you're discontent with, you know, what you're doing, because the thing is that what that might mean is that you're running from something. Now, if you're in a situation where, you know, it doesn't fit your gifts, then that's one thing. But the thing is that when you reinvent yourself, when you reimagine, when you reach for that new goal, be grateful for what you have, because we have so much in this country. And Zig Ziglar said that the attitude of gratitude is by far the most important and the most life-changing. Why is that? Because it produces positive endorphins. It produces positive thoughts and positive feelings. And we know that positive thoughts and positive feelings is healing to us and will eliminate stress. I was talking to someone, I forget who I was talking to about this. It might have been Rick Jones. Rick Jones has been here with me. He was here with me yesterday and the day before. And we were talking about Zig Ziglar had a psychologist that would come and sit in his presentations, and he would do a blood sample of like five people, volunteers, before the seminar, and then he would take blood after the seminar, and the endorphins had increased by like 300% through the positive thoughts, the laughter, and the motivation. So one of the things I'm going to encourage you today to do, and I'll say it often throughout the presentation today, is to be inspired every single day. Be grateful every single day. Focus on that dream every single day. Work on that goal every single day. Don't ever let it slip away from your mind. Now, of course, in this webinar series, we started with creating the dream. We talked about testing the dream, John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dream to the Test. We talked about tracking the dream and making sure that you're tracking your projects and your goals and your personal organization, because the fact is that those things are going to lead to reaching your dreams. John Maxwell says that give me just one day with someone and I'll tell you what their success will be in the future, because your success is determined by your daily agenda. And of course, those of you that were there at the conference, he talked about the five chops every day, you know, the five, your the rule of five, and just the determining the five things that you've got to do every single day and committing to doing those every single day. And no matter how big the tree is, just a little chop every single day, five chops a day, and each of those, one chop in each of those areas, eventually that tree is going to fall. And then today we're going to talk about living the dream or reaching the dream. And then next week, or the next time we meet, I believe it's on the 15th, which I believe is next week, we'll talk about living the dream. If you miss any of the broadcasts or you want to replay them, then those replays are available, and the team will share with you how to do that. If you don't have, by the way, if you don't have a copy of my new book, be sure to get that. Doug got it before I did. And I think everybody who's on here has it right now. But if you just go to Amazon.com, don't order it there, give us a review. I'll send you a paperback signed copy for free if you'll just give us an Amazon.com review. And I know many of you have already done that. That's for Inner Circle members only. And we'll have an email going out to the list to purchase the book. So if you want to purchase it for other people, and then I'll have an Amazon.com launch next month. We're kind of preparing for that right now. Now, speaking of your dream will change your life. Your phenomenal dream determines your phenomenal destiny. And of course, if you want to change your life, if you want to reach your dream, if you want to reach your destiny, you have to change your thinking. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. Now, someone's having audio difficulties. Can everybody hear me okay? Can the rest of you guys hear me okay? Say yes quickly so I can I can continue. Okay, thank you, Azure. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character, because it becomes your destiny. See, what you do, what you value, what you do, what you value, you is going to determine what your character is, and your character is going to determine where you end up. So what you think about every day, what you talk about every day, what you do every day is going to determine the habits that you have every day, which is going to determine who you are. Zig Ziglar said, you are what you are and who you are and what you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change what you are and who you are, what you are and where you are, by changing what goes into your mind. And so this series is about focusing on that dream every day, staying aware of the five levels of being a phenomenally successful person in business and in life. It starts with being aware, and it goes to willing to change. Then you've got to have controlled attention and focus, and then that becomes commitment, which ends up changing who you are and changing your character. Let's do a quick review. We started out with creating the dream. You need to have a dream list in your planner, in your Ziglar planner. You want to have a vision board. You want to have an outline of your perfect day. If you still don't have a compelling dream, keep dreaming until you get a vision that inspires you. Zig Ziglar said that desire is the secret ingredient of success, and the way that we get desire comes from a vision. If you don't have a compelling vision, if you don't have a vision for your life, if you don't have a vision for your dream, you don't really know what it is, then you're not going to pursue it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength and body. It's just as simple as that. There's a gentleman here hanging towel bars in our home right now, and he's wanting to start a business, and so I gave him one of my books, and he quoted Bill Cosby, and it's cool that he just shared this with me a second ago, and he said, "You know the Bill Cosby quote?" And I said, "No." And he said, "If your desire doesn't outweigh the fear, you're not going to be successful," or something along those lines. And it's absolutely true. If your dream isn't bigger than your fear, because fear, as Zig Ziglar says, is the fatal killer of desire. And so keep working toward that life wheel, being a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. Keep dreaming, keep thinking, keep talking, keep brainstorming, keep getting around inspirational people, and discover what it is that you want to do. Discover what your purpose is. Now listen, it took me a long time to figure that out. It may take you a long time, but guess what? You're going to continue to focus on being all that you can be. You're going to continue to focus on all seven areas of your life, because you know that if you reach a phenomenal success in those seven areas, that you're going to be living a dream that most people don't get to live, or they don't know that they can live. All right? So continue to make sure that you've got the dream that will inspire you, because if you don't have that dream that's going to inspire you, if you don't have that inspiring picture of the future, it's not going to energize your mind, will, and emotion to do everything you can to achieve it. Test the dream. Is this what you really want? Is it what God's want? Is it fair to all involved? Will it help you, others? Is it your destiny? Sometimes we think about building a house, or we think about a material goal, you know, buying a car, whatever it might be. The thing is that, you know, sometimes we feel a little bit selfish. Well, you need to be a giver, number one, and you need to give and help other people. But you got to understand also that when you buy something, that you're helping the economy. You're giving someone a job. And when you build a house, I can't tell you how many contractors, I'm looking around right now, there's contractors all up and down the street as all these houses are being built. There's a gentleman in our home right now hanging towel bars. And the thing is that when you buy a house, you buy a condo, you buy a car, you buy a can of beans, as Zig Ziglar said, that you are creating jobs. So my philosophy is, hey, go spend a lot of money, because that helps the economy. If everybody holds on to their money and they don't invest their money and put it back in the economy, guess what happens? Now, also don't be reckless with your finances. You know, you need to get out of debt. You need to have some cushion and save for a rainy day and shelter yourself from, you know, things that might happen and all those kinds of things. But as you move toward your dream and reach more of your goals, then, hey, you know, invest out there. It's okay to get some of those things that you want. Again, track the dream, track your goals, track your projects, track your habits every single day. Stephen Covey, in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the habits is have the end in sight. And so what I want you to do is go back to your dream, go back to your dream list, and go back to your picture and describe as many details as you can. Go back to that perfect day, and I want you to focus on that day in and day out and really understand everything that has to be in place. How much money do you need to be making? What is your income need to be? What kind of team do you need to have in place? What are some of the other factors involved? What has to happen before all that takes place? And then what you're going to do is you're going to back that down to what has to happen today. A simple way of looking at that, if you want to save X amount of dollars, for example, if you want to save $50,000 in the next 10 years, not considering interest, just as an example, then that might sound a little bit daunting, right? But then when you break it down by the year, $5,000 a year, not that much. $600 a month, not that much. And even if that sounds a lot, if you break it down by the day, it's not that much. Remember that your destiny, your dream, how soon you're living your dream, how soon you're enjoying the fruits of your labor depends on what you do today. And the fact is that you've got to sacrifice some upfront. You got to put something in, as Zig said about the pump, before you get something out. Last night, John Maxwell told me, he said, look, when you reinvent yourself, and of course I was sharing that with him, what I want to do with Glocal and that I want to expand, and I've got that big dream and everything. He said, sometimes you have to go down a little bit before you go up when you reinvent yourself. And we all know that that's true. I have a client right now who is trying to open a new location, and some construction was involved, and the guy who the contractor got sick and is not able to do the work, and so now that's putting the whole process behind, and his lease payment on that new facility is $11,500 per month. And so it might take him a month or two longer than what he expected, and so that's a lot of money to eat. And so first of all, you need to be prepared for those kinds of things, but the other part of that is sometimes, when you change, and this is probably one of the biggest reasons that people don't move through the five levels, one of the biggest reasons that they don't pursue bigger goals and bigger dreams, is because there's the law of trade-off that John was talking about last night. He said, there's going to be some trade-offs. Everybody who's with you right now may not be willing to go with you. So there's a trade-off. It might cost you more money than you expected. So there's a trade-off. There's always a trade-off. But what I want you to focus on, and what's worked well for me, is what has to happen today, being so intensely focused on today. We're going to have Darren Hardy from Success Magazine coming in February. And he wrote a book called The Compound Effect. And I've heard him speak, and I can go ahead and tell you what his message is going to be, that success is about hard work. Hard work. Every single day. Now, the nice thing is, once you make some sacrifices, you make some investments, you do some of the hard things that are maybe tough conversations you need to have or tough decisions you need to make in your business, you got to fail some in order to get somewhere. The nice thing is that once you get through that, it can get really, really, as Ellen Rohr says, crazy good. So what has to happen today? What has to happen in your business today. You've got to see your dream every day. By the way, we probably don't talk about this enough. Pray for your dream. If this is something that God is okay with and that he's allowing you to do, then, you know, pray about it. You need to know that, you know, that it is okay. And honestly, I've had a lot of thoughts, and those thoughts continue to surface once in a while of, hey, you know, how much is too much to, you know, invest in yourself and your own, you know, lifestyle? And what I keep coming back to is that, you know, again, when you're buying stuff, you're helping other people. You're not going to have all this stuff unless you help other people. And my whole life is about helping other people. Now, do I want to have a nice, you know, lifestyle and spend time on the beach? Yeah. But the time that I spent on the beach yesterday, I went down there 3 times, and the whole time I'm down there, I'm either interacting with people on social media or text message, or I'm, you know, writing and thinking or reading, and everything that I'm doing is in one way or another going to help other people. And then, you know, wonderful things like, you know, Azure, I'm on the way back from the beach. She calls me and says, hey, listen, I'm going to over to the hospital to see Alan and Debbie. And because their daughter's in the hospital there in Austin, and what can I bring on behalf of the inner circle? And that really touched their heart, that there's an inner circle family that cares about them, you see. And so if I didn't do what I do, then Azure wouldn't be on our team. And obviously someone might have visited her at the hospital, but you know, but maybe not, you know, and so it's up to us. It's up to us to take action every single day, because vision without action is just a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. So what I want to encourage you to do today to reach the dream is as simple as this. It's about staying focused every single day. Now, you guys probably remember this icon that's on the screen right now and the purpose of that, but just to remind you once again of how powerful the subconscious mind is, and what you look at and what you think about every single day burns into your subconscious. And that's why you have to, number one, you have to watch what you allow to go in your mind, because you're changed through your thinking. You have to not only protect what goes into your eyes and your ears, but you also want to intentionally place the things that you want to do, the things that you want to have, and who you want to be continually every single day, intentionally placing those things in your mind. It's called intentional thinking. It's called intentional dreaming. So what I want you to do is I want you to take 30 seconds, and I want you to focus on this image that's on the screen. And what you're going to do, and if you haven't been through this exercise before, it's really, really cool, especially for those that might be listening to this or watching this in the future. So what you're going to do is intensely focus on the 4 dots right there in the middle of that image for 30 seconds. Now, I don't have a timer in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of estimate. And I want you, for the next 30 seconds or until I tell you to stop, I want you to intentionally focus on those 4 dots and do not take your eyes off of those dots. You ready? Let's go. Okay, now close your eyes and keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. Now, what do you see? You should see an image that looks like a face. And this is, keep your eyes closed. This is what happens when you focus on your goals every day. And if you'll notice, I did this last night as I was preparing this, is the longer you keep your eyes closed, it'll start fading sort of in and out. And then eventually it'll fade away. And so that's why you've got to continue to focus every single day on your goals. Keep your eyes closed on your goals and your dreams, because they burn into your subconscious mind. And the biggest secret, the secret that everybody talks about, is really I learned from Zig Ziglar, and that is that it's the power of the subconscious mind. Keep your eyes closed. Can you still see the image? And what happens is those images burn into your subconscious, and you act on those images unconsciously, even when you are not thinking about it. And that's why we call it intentional thinking. Next couple weeks, I'll be at John Maxwell's Exchange, and we'll probably get the transcript of his new book that won't be out for another year. By the way, he just released a book called Good Leaders Ask Great Questions. I've had the manuscript for almost a year. I got it at Exchange last year, and in the mentoring program, they've been feeding us chapter after chapter. I should say that I got part of it back then, but we'll probably get the same thing on his new book, which we've kind of walked through that journey with him. And he feels like it's going to be his most important book ever, because what's really on his heart is what he calls transformational leadership. Now, of course, transformational leadership is going to only appeal to a few people. And so they're calling the book Intentional Living rather than Transformational Leadership. But his focus is to transform leaders and make them transformational leaders. So it's called Intentional Living. The very first law of growth in his book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, is the law of intentionality. Zig Ziglar said in Born to Win, you got to know what you want. And by the way, the second law in the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth is the law of awareness. And so know what you want. Be aware of where you are right now. Be aware of your habits. Be aware of what your circumstances are. And it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You just need to be aware of it. But you need to be intentionally and intensely aware of where you're going if you want to get there. Now, the message today is take action. One of my favorite quotes is this quote that's on my little bag there on the Dream Beach, on the spot where I go to think. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. So the message today is to take action. The message today is go. If you want to reach your dream, you have to go. You have to go. And that's the key word there, is go. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. That's what we're going to talk about next week, is living the dream. Now, last week, or the last time we were together, I told you about a mind mapping process. And And I told you about a mind map that I did in Michelle Prince's book-bound seminar. And I love this process. You can do it. There are apps and there are programs, websites where you can do mind mapping. But I love to just get out the colored pencils or get out the markers and a flip chart, a piece of flip chart paper like this. And I promised you that I would show you this because as you're reaching for the dream, recreating the dream, reinventing the dream, and just thinking through the dream, it's so important to think out loud and to think on paper. And the mind mapping process is a great way to do this. And I just want to use this as an example of how it can expand your thinking and expand your dreaming process. So we're in the book bound workshop that she does. I did the full 2-day, 2.5-day thing, whatever it was, and spoke to the group. And so we had a session where we did a mind map of our book. And of course, I've got I don't know how many books inside of me right now, but I thought, well, it'd be fun to do a mind map on a book that I've been thinking about a long time called Under the Destined Sun. And so, of course, most people that were in the room haven't practiced intentional thinking. They haven't practiced, a lot of brainstorming. And so, it was a challenge just for them to get the chapter of the book done, right? So I started out with, and what you do is you start with the main idea right there in the center, which is Under the Destined Sun. And then, of course, if you drop down, it says the book, and that was what we were supposed to be brainstorming about. And then what you do is you put a circle, put circles outside of there, which are going to be the book chapters. So it starts with the dream. And then the next chapter is the beach. The next chapter is the food. The next chapter is the friends. The next chapter is family. The next one is the water. The next one is the fun. And I can't read the other one. I've got it in my all my goal stuff. So I got done with that pretty quick. And then the little pink ones around that are sort of the notes under each one of those chapters. And so that's how you can outline a book. That's how you can outline a presentation. That's how you can outline an idea. And as you can see, those little circles, as you mind map, they just continue to expand, right? And so then off to the right there, I got real specific, because we spent a lot of time on this, I got real specific about the not only the chapter in blue, but the points of the chapter. I got into detail right there on the points of the chapter. And so when you spend the time thinking through this and getting it out on paper, you have a couple things. One is you have a big picture. I do this for seminars too. And you have not only a big picture, but you've also captured a lot of detail, and you can go back to this because sometimes when you just create lists, it's not as creative. I love lists too, but this is a very creative process. So as you see, the book really expanded all the way out there below and to the right and everything. But then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. In order to write the book, I could have a blog. So if you go up top, up at the top, it starts talking about the blog, and so I kind of mind mapped the blog a little bit. And then I thought, well, I could sell, once I get a lot of traffic, I could sell advertising and products on the blog, right? So I go over here where it says CDs and calendars and posters and clothing and cups and mugs and all these kinds of things. And then I thought to myself, well, then I could like franchise this thing out, and it could be like Under the Fort Walton Beach Sun, Under the West Palm Beach Sun, Under the Jacksonville Sun, Under the Aspen Sun, and it could be this could be a whole system, right? So just the idea of mind mapping a book gave me a whole multi-million dollar idea. Now, whether I'll ever do all that or not, who knows? But it'd be fun to do. And the point is, if you're going to reach the dream, you got to have a plan to get there. You've got to think about the dream. You got to pray about the dream. You got to write every day. You got to brainstorm every day. And you got to do all that every single day. And the mind mapping you can do in a notebook. You can do a lot of different ways. If you're digital, you can do it online or with an app. Okay? Now, before I move forward, Marlo, that's where we met? How cool is that? That is cool. All right, so before I continue, I want to take questions from you. Take just a minute to think about what questions you want to ask before I move on, and then I'll open it up for questions, and then we'll finish. I want to say a few more things about reaching the dream. Let's see how we're doing on time. We're doing good on time. I know I don't always go 75 minutes like the thing says, but as long as you guys are getting value, that's all I really care about. And so speaking of that, let's see what questions or comments that you might have at this point. All right. Comments or questions at this point? Got a bunch of phenomenal people on here, I'll tell you that right now. Okay. Okay, so Marla, when you say take action, it all starts with our business. Yes, so your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. It's a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And so, again, using the GPS analogy, you know, you have a goal of reaching a certain destination, and you've got your plan, which is your roadmap, that's your mind map there, and then you've got to have a system, a vehicle, to help you get there. And sometimes it's a series of vehicles, and the farther that you want to go, the more robust the vehicle needs to be. So in other words, if I want to go to Texas or up to Dallas, where you are from Houston, a unicycle isn't going to be the best option for me. I could do it on a motorcycle, or if I'm like Neil, I might even be able to do it on a bicycle. But if I really want to get there, then I'm going to take a car, or I'm going to take a plane. If I want to go to Australia, then I'm going to have to take a whole bunch of different vehicles. If I want to go to an island, I might have to take a boat. I was watching this this show. I've been really avoiding regular TV. That's been one of my just kind of latest things. And I tell you, it must be working, because I played the best three games of basketball that I've ever played in my entire life. I was so focused. My mind was clear, and it was just amazing to me how just your mind being so clear that it can have such an impact on a physical thing like that. And of course, I'm getting to the bottom of my my health issues too. Turns out that I think I'm allergic to eggs. So all this time, you know, all this bloating and everything was because of eggs, you know. So Marla, you're right. You've got to that business is the vehicle that's gonna take you there, and the better that works, obviously it's going to be easier to get there. I couldn't be here and doing what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for a phenomenal staff, if it wasn't for my dream team, if it wasn't for my wife, if it wasn't for you guys, our clients. And so it's the same for everybody, that you've got to intentionally work on that business to help you fulfill the life goals that you have. Let's see, Marlo, we've been going out every weekend to practice being retired. Seriously, it gives us the feeling of fun and being together without working on, without work on our minds. I love that. I love that. I'm going to maybe use that next week. I might have to quote you, because that is, that's living the dream right there, is getting a little taste of it, right? See, that's what ruined Ruth and Neil. Ruth came down here, started spending some time down here, fell in love with it, ends up buying a condo. Next thing you know, after they close, they call me up. They're having dinner, and she's just saying, I love you. It's all your fault, and this is heaven. And I know, I can't wait to get out of Denver. And Neil's like, thanks a lot, Howard. But that's the thing. You get a taste of it, and you know what? That can be a bad thing. Two, if we get a taste of something, you know, if we get a taste of something bad, it tastes nice and sweet, but, you know, we got to be careful of what we taste. But if this is your dream, taste your dream. I love that. Dimitri, one of my dreams is to help you achieve a portion of your dream with Glocal. Let's see if I can make it possible. You can, you can, you can. Man, you know, that's something that I've been thinking a lot about. And this coming year, we are going to take some action. So I'm talking about dreams. I'm talking about taking action today. And we are going to take some serious action next year. Here's what I'm going to do. You know, I put a lot of money into marketing our conferences, and it's, you know, with people's busy schedules, it's so hard for people to travel, and they don't know us like you guys know us. And what we just finally realized is, you know, you got to understand that, you know, when I get it, I get it, but sometimes it takes me a while to get there. And so I'm a little bit slow learning it, but once I learn it, I got it. And so as we keep studying this, you know, people get on our list, they know us, but they don't really know what our conferences are like. But when someone joins the inner circle, all of a sudden they want to be at the conference. And so we're going to shift our focus a little bit on investing more money into getting inner circle members and then getting them to the conference. Instead of trying to spend a bunch of money when a conference comes up to get strangers to show up at our conference. Part of that is going to be to focus on local areas and do some marketing in those local areas and figure out how we can generate the leads, get people on our list, and get people interested in those local areas, because I don't have any doubt that once they join up, even if they're not meeting regularly on a local level, that obviously they're going to be able to experience life change like you guys are. And but if we have enough people in a local area and we can start getting them to show up locally, well, now we're beginning to see that momentum take place. When you do something really big like that, the thing is that in the beginning it's going to be hard. And so that's one of the things I'm just thinking through and trying to figure out how to do it. I know how good it's going to be, so I'm going to start investing more on the local level to get people in local areas, those areas where we have local members. Because that's the other thing, is that we figured out when we can get people together, whether it's a lunch and learn or half-day seminar or one-on-one consultation, man, people love what we do. So we got to focus more on that, on the first step, rather than the second or third step, which is getting them to a conference. All right? So thank you for that, Dimitri. I thank you. I'm just so blessed to have so many people on my team that love me and care about me, to have a God that loves me, to have a wife that loves me, and to have you guys that we love each other. And so the thing is, as you've heard me say many times, I've quoted Dave Anderson on a number of occasions, and that is that if you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team, all right? So step one is you got to reach personal mastery, because you can't be a phenomenal leader unless you master your own, become a phenomenally successful person yourself. And then you've got to develop that dream team. Again, if you have a dream but no team, you got to give up the dream or build up the team. But once you build up the team and you have a dream, man, we can all live that dream together. So the question is, who needs to be on the bus? Jim Collins, in his book, Good to Great, which is a study of the greatest, most long-lasting, profitable companies that had level 5 leadership, said get the right people on the bus, then get them in the right seat. So who needs to be on the bus? Who are the people in your life, in your network, or the people that you need to find that you don't have on the bus yet that need to be on the bus? We've been searching for someone to work in our office, and finally I said, hey, I'm just going to go implement one of my simple dimple strategies. So I go into staff meeting, first time in probably, I don't know how long, and I did a survey, actually, and I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about that in some upcoming web training. And so we took our client survey, and I did an internal survey with my my team at my service company to see, what their satisfaction level was. But before I started, since I needed people, I walked in with 3 crisp $100 bills, and I held it up before I said a word, and I just kind of waved it around. And then I said, who wants this? Of course, everybody is jumping I want it, give it to me. And so then I shared with them that the way that they could get that $300 is, I need people. I need a person to do this. I need a person to do that. I need a person to do this. And what do you know? The next day, we got 2 new employees. So it's all about implementation. It's all about implementing with passion. And it's about, you can have a vision, but if you don't take action, if you don't implement, not going to happen. So we got 2, new staff members who all indications seem that they're going to be phenomenal. So who needs to be on the bus, and what position do they need to be in? One of the things that we all need to get better at is understanding the different behavior styles, understanding the DISC profiles, and that's one of the things that we've learned. We hired someone for a certain position not too long ago, and after the fact we said, that was really dumb because it didn't serve that person well, it didn't serve us well, we got the wrong behavior style in this position. And so we had to go back to our own teaching that, hey, don't put, it might be the right person, but you're putting them in the wrong seat on the bus. So what are their positions? Who are the people that you need to have in place, not only in your business, but in your life? You might need a housekeeper. You might need someone to handle, stuff at your house or your condo or whatever when you're not there. You might need your first personal assistant. You might need a part-time marketing person. So that's part of the planning process. Who needs to go with you as you reach for your dream? Who needs to be on board and who doesn't? And that's something that John Maxwell talks about a lot. He said, you know, it's kind of a hard thing because, you know, you'd like to take everybody with you, but everybody's not ready to go. Azure, you know what? I completely understand. You know, right now you've got to stay focused on what you're doing. So, you know, don't worry about that. You're going to be a huge part of Glocal in Austin, but you know what I'm realizing is that what I got to do is I got to take some action, because I know just like yesterday that once we get something moving there, you're going to be our biggest supporter. You're going to be a big part of it, and you know you're going to be a leader in that. So I'm not worried about that at all. People are coming to me now as they're hearing about this, and God's just providing. And you know, that's the thing, is that you've got to understand that when, you know, we're talking about relationships, we're talking about a dream team, the biggest person that needs to be on your dream team is God. Because the thing is that your relationship with Him is going to determine how successful you are in life. It's just as simple as that. And because if I don't know Him, then I'm not spending time with Him and learning the true purpose for my life and my business and what have you, then I'm just not going to be as successful and as fulfilled as I could be. And so what happens, and I mentioned prayer in this one, is that what happens is, you know, your God is blessing your efforts and your vision, and you know, you're putting it out there to God, and the thing is that He starts sending people to you. You know, I remember years ago when I hadn't been, you know, coaching that long, we're talking about how to get employees, and it just occurred to me as one of the members was like, man, I need employees. And I just said right off the cuff, I said, well, have you prayed for somebody? Have you prayed for a new employee? He said, you know what? I haven't. And sometimes I forget to do that first. We're talking about all these strategies. Hey, stop and pray. So let's just pray that God sends us all these Glocal leaders, and He's doing it. All right, so I want to close with this, how to stay inspired. Because if you want to reach your dream, you've got to stay inspired. When you lose focus, when you get caught in the rut, when you get in the doldrums of life, then you're not working toward your dream. In fact, and when you get under pressure and you have challenges and problems, then sometimes you are going to do things that will actually take you farther from your dream. So first, get the vision, because desire comes from a vision. If you don't have that compelling picture yet, even if it's, and I shouldn't say just, but even if it's just being having a high score on that wheel of life, can you get excited about that? Can you get a picture in your mind that you can get excited about, you know? And guess what? Sometimes the vision changes. For the hunters, the only thing that matters right now is that their daughter survives. That's it. That's all that matters right now. That is the vision. And, you know, the thing is that we can't predict what's going to happen in life, But at the same time, if we don't have a vision, if we don't have a plan, if we, even Jesus said, only a fool would build a tower without a plan. So get the vision, whatever that vision is, even if it changes tomorrow. Maybe it'll change for the better. You know, when we kind of decided to buy this house, almost on a whim, but really, I mean, it wasn't a whim. It was fast, but it wasn't a whim. It was, okay, well, we need to start working on, you know, getting ourselves down here, work toward getting the team down here. Denise is going to retire. We probably should do this before she retires. I shouldn't say retire, before she quits her job. And so now is the time to do this. And so we just decided to do it. But after I did it, I realized that it could even be better. Because I realized that, when we move here, when we finally do, you know, we sell our house and we can pay off our Florida property, that it can just get, and now I kind of saw that, but I didn't really see the details of it. So get the vision. Desire comes from a vision. Keep doing what you're doing right now. What you're doing right now is you're focusing on your dream. You're focusing on your goal. Again, we don't know what's going to happen in life, but I do know this, that we can trust God. If something comes our way, a difficult situation, if we know God, if we know who we are and we know whose we are, we can endure it. We can overcome. Many times, you've seen that people have reached their biggest dreams and goals in life. They've reached a level of meaning in their life and significance in their life because of the most difficult things that have happened in their life. Stay around inspirational people every day. Take in inspirational material every day. Stay plugged into your support system, that's Inner Circle. And don't be a sniop, as Zig Ziglar says. Don't be susceptible to the negative influence of other people. Because here's the thing, if you let other people get into your mind and your emotion, then you're not going to be thinking right. I found myself dealing with a lot of people who their marriage is suffering and they're saying ugly things to each other. Well, we have the option. We got to make the decision whether what that person says to us, whether we accept it or not. If we know that it's not true, it might hurt us, but we've got to confess the truth. What we put in our mind affects us. So don't be a snob. Have a plan, work that plan, and as Les Brown says, you got to stay hungry. See, here's the thing. When Les Brown, who's a motivational speaker, was younger, they put him, they tagged him, labeled him as being mentally retarded. And he had a teacher that told him that if you want to be successful, you can have skills, and skills are good, but he said there's plenty of people who have knowledge, who have skills and knowledge, but they're not very successful because they're not hungry. And he said, so you got to be hungry. Are you hungry today? You got to have bigger dreams. What's next? When you reach a goal, what's next? And, you know, you might move from, your dreams might move from personal dreams to impersonal dreams, might move from success to significance. You know, we got to go from survival to stability, from stability to success, from success to big time, phenomenal significance. But here's the thing. The thing is that you can be significant every day. There's an opportunity to encourage someone and be significant in someone else's life, many people's lives, every single day if we stay focused on that. And what's that going to do for us? It's going to encourage us. Because you really can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. All right, so go ahead and type in your questions. Azure, would you, I saw your, what you typed in. Check your voicemail. Okay, I will do that. Let's see. Marla, will you repeat the SNIOP? Susceptible. Being susceptible to the negative influence of other people. You could probably Google that, Google SNIOP and Zig Ziglar, or open your Born to Win book. You'll find it in there. But that's the thing, is we let those hurtful things that someone said to us at some point in time, we let it in. And that's like letting a terrorist on your airplane. You know, no, you got to have a positive mental attitude boarding pass. You got to have a positive thought boarding pass before you get on this airplane. All right, what questions or comments do you have before we close? Going once, going twice, sold until next time we get together. Hey guys, enjoyed being with you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Let us know how we can help you reach your dreams, reach your phenomenal dream, and therefore reach your phenomenal destiny in life. I'm Howard Partridge. My passion is your phenomenal success. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.